Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. I'm with Joan Sharp. And before we do the show, Joan prepares our podcast. And this is what she prepared for us today. She says that now that we've talked vision, it's time to update your financial plan with Joan Sharp. That's what we're here to do today. So when you talk about your dreams and your vision, does your day-to-day and future planning reflect those dreams and vision? Time to put the day-to-day vision with the day-to-day planning and future planning. Let your vision, expectations, and dreams help mold your financial planning. Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors is not just an advisor. She's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation, a shared vision that will better support your values, your life experiences, your legacy, and your wealth. Welcome to the show, Joan Sharp.
Cornelia, it's great to be here. And thanks. Today, I'm excited because I feel like we have been talking all about vision, expectations, and how to have this. And I don't want people to forget that I am grounded also in the resources, but it's just a big thing to change our mindset. But before I get started, I do want to acknowledge that today, as we're taping this, is September 11th. And I want to recognize all those that were affected by September 11th, because that was a big day of transition for many people. Who lost people, who became sick for many years, and even many of us, our day-to-days, or even our whole travel system changed. And I want to remind you all that we made it through, and we are still here. And those children who were young at the time this happened and lost families are now in college. And children who were born that year are starting college this year. So this is a year of a pandemic, another year of change. So these children who are starting college, and I will say I have nieces starting college, were born September 11th, the year that we had a change in the United States. Some a lot more than others. And this one is a change we're sharing together. And then at the same time, we also have a big part of our country involved in fires right now. So I just want to acknowledge that. I feel like even though this podcast is going to go on, these are big landmarks that we have in our lives that are a transition that refocus us all back into what is important in our lives. And a reminder that what we have is the legacy that we live every day and how we show up and how we communicate that. So with that said, this is what we have been doing, but I am not going to be. I also want to say I'm grounded in the reality of the resources that support those.
Yes, I'm so glad that you remind us all the time of the pivotal points right now in our collective state of what we're in. Because it seems like, you know, like when we did the show, I remember when we did the show in March, right? And yeah. All of a sudden it was COVID, and we were like, we had to pivot. We were bringing resources, and you were bringing resources and talking about what people can do now. And so I'm so glad that you're bringing the dates to the show, even when people are going to be listening to this later on, because these are challenging times that we find ourselves in with so much change and so many things that we are continuously faced with in this pandemic, in addition to facing something that's been in our history from the past, like 9/11. So, and I know that, you know, this is a sore time. And with all the fires and everything, we were talking about that before the show. So I'm just sending, you know, so much love to all the people with so much ease and grace that they find themselves, that things are working out in their lives with ease and grace as we carry on.
Yeah. So it is taking a deep breath and getting recentered in you and what's important to you. And it is these times that we do evaluate it. And what's interesting, I'm going to say, in this past month, I've actually had 2 to 3 people say to me, all right, remember, I'm about changing the conversation from money to vision. I am doing this, or I chose this, or I am not doing this because it's the cheapest or it costs too much money. And Cornelia, how long have I been on the show? You know that that just did not sit with me. Having had these conversations and with people I know, and I'm like, really? So that is, money is not the reason. And they're like, oh, no, 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 that's not the reason I chose it. I said, but do you realize, and I know these people well, and I said, do you realize you led with money as the excuse? Versus, in one case, it was, that's not what I want to do, and that's not where I want to be. It was one of those, it's too expensive, I'm not doing it. And it's like, are you kidding me? And how many times do we lead with that? And as we've mentioned in the past, that ends the conversation, right? But the person said, no, it isn't where I want to spend my time and energy. They were grounded in that. But why in society do we start with money? And the other person said, I picked that because it's the cheapest place. And I went, is that really why you picked it? And they're like, I said, if that's the case, you need to step back and revisit this because it could be a mistake. They're like, oh no, that is not the reason. But yet that's where the conversation was. Cornelia, since we've been working together, we had talked. Have you found times now where you're stopping yourself and maybe communicating your vision first instead of, I don't want to do this, or that's, you know, because it costs too much money, or are you changing how you're thinking about things?
Absolutely. It's, you know, I've, as an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. you know, I was already practicing to never let it be about the money. But the thing that changed since you and I have been working together is that's now the mindset. The vision is now always the mindset. That's the thing where before I didn't go straight to the vision. You know, if I wanted to do something, I would look at whatever that is. And then if I had any limiting beliefs around, I don't have the money, then I would clear those beliefs, you see. But yeah. Now I don't even have to do that part because I go straight to the vision and know that, you know, why do I want this? This is the vision, you know, to be able to really get clear right away. And so it was a mindset shift and it was a gift.
Oh, thanks. Well, so we want to offer the audience, if you have a story you want to share where you started with saying money was the reason and you stopped yourself and said, no, it's I standing for who you are and your vision and why, or found you changed the conversation, please share it with us. And it can be anonymous. You can tell us you don't want your name used. We can use your name. But you can send an email to Joan, J-O-A-N, at River Family Advisors, and advisors is advisors.com, because we want to hear the stories and share, because that is what's really helpful. Other then hearing me and the examples, but how has this helped others change their conversation from money to vision? And I will say I get stuck myself at times with that. So please share with us. But now we're going to talk about resources moving forward. We have been talking vision. How many people out there have a financial plan? And I don't mean a financial plan just about investment and saving. Financial planning is your estate planning, which includes, as we've discussed, power of attorney, durable financial power of attorney, I should say, healthcare power of attorney, and will, and trust or revocable trust. Along with, if you own a business, is it an LLC? Or do you own real estate and is it titled in an LLC? All the things of how you own and do things is part of the estate planning process. And then, of course, there is the money part, which is investment, long-term, short-term, and how and what you do with that. And there's also tax planning, which some people just ended since this year. It was until July 15th, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Along with, then we have insurance planning, all of these. And then, of course, cash flow, which we have mentioned cash flow because a lot of I know we've discussed on they're starting to see inflation or things are costing more now because of the protective equipment having to be added for people. Now, insurance planning is part of this, and I want to bring it up. Insurance isn't just life and annuity, right? Car insurance, homeowners insurance. If you have health insurance, that is one where that's a hot topic, right? Mm-hmm. And there's disability insurance, and there's all kinds of insurance. And I am gonna. We have talked in the past, as I said, about estate planning and key documents. Another part, and the reason I want to bring up insurance, and I don't sell insurance, and I'm very clear, is homeowners insurance, because we're living at home. How many people have made improvements to their home or changes in their home? And if you've done that, added, some people are making structures outside of their house now that are offices, or maybe you've added a pool or a basketball court or a tennis court, you've done some major improvements in your house, you need to check in with your insurance agent. A lot of people don't do that. And that fits envisioning, right? Because if you envision and set expectations now of what your house and what comfort is, and you've adjusted it, you need to plan accordingly. That's part of your plan to revisit every year. And unfortunately, now that we're having the fires and other things and natural disasters like the winds that have happened in the Midwest. One thing I learned when I was going through my certified financial planning is your land accounts for 20% of the value and the rest is a house. If you don't have that ratio correct, the insurance company can turn you down for your claim. So you really want to make sure. And when I will say though, what was interesting with that ratio, when we had the financial crash and a lot of houses went down in value, when I talked to home insurance agents, they said they were not encouraging people to actually lower their rates because replacement of the house still cost as much. It's very interesting. As with anything, you have to pay attention. And if you rent, you have to have, please get renter's insurance. I'm amazed at how many people haven't gotten renter's insurance because that's protecting your values inside. And if you have a condo or in a, you're responsible for studs out. And any improvements you make in your house, you once again want to make sure. And I have to say, this is reminding me, Cornelia, as I was putting this together, that I need to make a call to my insurance person on this. But this is all every year at minimum, or when you have a life change and a life change that you bring on, that happens to you, you need to look at the whole picture as you're adjusting and updating. I've had situations where people get divorced and those estate documents never get updated. And so now the person who has power of attorney, durable power of attorney over your stuff or healthcare power attorney, may be the person you're no longer married to and at that time not getting along with. So I know I've thrown out a lot here. Cornelia, do you have a question for me on this?
Well, one of the things I wanted to say is that, you know, we need to update those documents and we need to look at those documents like on a yearly basis. I really agree with that because recently I remember doing a show with someone where they changed jobs. And the person now, you know, their health insurance now was also changed, but they didn't, update it on their documents. And so that's a really big, important piece, because if you don't update those, then what's going to happen if your person, there's a fire, if there's a heart attack, or if there's something that's going on, you know, and this is what happened for one of the people. It just brought that back. And that's when we were saying that.
Yeah, it is. So this is when a transition happens. And actually by saying that, it reminds me, I know someone who was, their company was bought out by another company.
Oh.
And everything changes at that time, usually for health insurance. And the way the mergers can happen, everything is different. Like this person didn't realize they needed to re-sign up for their health insurance for them and their children. And so you need to look at everything when there's a change. It isn't just one thing. And this is the fall. We're entering the fall. This is the time that people are looking at numbers and budgets and actually putting together personal plans, your visioning. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this. You could be involved in a merger and you could be switching companies. And even if you're not doing any of that and everything's okay, and you might have made minor changes to your home during COVID as people have moved in or and you've added stuff so you and your spouse can work at home together. It's these things that we don't think we need to check up on that can cost us later. And you don't think it's a big deal, but it's kind of funny how it can add up to like your one friend that you were talking about, it being an issue. And so when you do this, I'm going back to my favorite thing of communication. Those people that you are having as your backups, you need to communicate to them the changes or anything that they need to know. And in this world of technology, who has your passwords for things? Have you gotten, I hate to say this, I have received Facebook birthday notices, LinkedIn birthday notices for people who have died. And it's been over a year. So you need to, every state has different social media policies. So this is actually another piece that you need to add into your estate documents, your will and or your durable financial power of attorney, and make sure someone has an idea on how to get a hold of passwords and help manage some of those things. I don't know. Have you ever experienced that, Cornelia?
Well, so many things are flashing right now. so many things are flashing because I had made a note that, yep, I definitely want to update the will. Yeah, you know, so these were all things that are on my goal list of planning of what I want to do. And then another story popped in that I just heard from somebody else the other day of you know, the person went into the hospital and I guess, you know, the people that were looking out for her home, she was going in to have her leg amputated. And the people that were going into her home were going to go there to take care of the animals. And the person passed. I mean, just, you know, so quick. Everything happened so quick that I did wonder. I wonder if all of the affairs and everything is in order. Because a lot of times, you know, people put these kinds of things off. They just put it off. That this is not something that they think about. But I think nowadays, especially nowadays, you know, it's more empowering to look at everything that we need to look at. It gives us an empowering feeling to know that we've got our bases covered and we're, you know, we don't have the energy leaking out. We're not preoccupied with this because we've updated our documents. We've updated our visions on what's important to us. And especially at this time when there's so much change happening.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you say that. A letter with everything on what is important to you, your vision, your expectations, and maybe what you enjoyed in life to add to it and update it every year is so special, and to add to those documents, something purposeful. And it's interesting, I talked to someone who is a big marketing person with her own business, and she made the comment that there was no way she was going to have die or have something happen to her and not have her documents all together, because that would be an oxymoron for how she showed up in life. Mm-hmm. She wanted how every part of her to show up, how organized, together, and part of it. And she strongly felt that the whole financial planning process, knowing it and understanding it and making sure every part was up together, which once again, that includes the estate documents, thinking about tax planning before April and before November, you know, as you move into things, and the investment short-term, long-term, along with cash flow. Not only having that in the business part, but also having it in the personal part, because it is so easy for someone who's running a multi-billion-dollar business to have it all buttoned down, right, for the business, but not necessarily at home. Although there is planning being done on where they want to vacation, what the schedules are going to be. So I'm saying all this is important and to communicate, but then also to how are you doing this that is clear? I mean, I think I find, and tell me if I'm wrong, this is just something I'm thinking. I think people have their vision and expectations and what they're doing, but when they sit down with their advisor and they talk about the savings, the investment plan, short-term, long-term, and some of the other things, they show up differently and don't necessarily share that expectation or vision they have because of societal expectations and not feeling as comfortable that they understand this. So this is why I am about changing the conversation from money to vision, because I am not talking about a goal. I'm talking about a vision of what you expect to see happen today, this weekend, next month, end of year. You have a vision. You're sitting and putting together. A lot of people I know, as I said, this time of year are trying to wrap up what they planned at the beginning of last year to see where they're going to go, and planning on what that first part and what is the priorities for next year. So why not communicate that? Because if you communicate and you have someone as a partner with you on that and holding you, then when you want to make those decisions on the immediate cash flow, you step back and ask yourself, does this align? And then it's easier to save for the long term moving forward, which with that is coming up everybody's time to start paying attention to signing up for next year's benefits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You've given us a lot to think about and talk about, and this is all timely. It's perfect for what we can be doing now in the remaining time that we have until the end of 2020. So let's share the email again that people can email you for any questions that they may have. And then let's take a break and then come back.
And share if you have changed your conversation from vision to vision, from vision from money, and that you have a time when you've said it and it's made a difference. And so it's Joan, J-O-A-N, at River, R-I-V-E-R, Family Advisors, and Advisors is A-D-V-I-S-O-R. Here I go again. I did this last time. advisorsors.com. It's Joan at riverfamilyadvisors.com.
It's a mouthful. It's a lot to say.
Definitely gives you time. But advisors is advisors.com. And I emphasize the O-R-S because some people spell it E-R. That's why I wanted to clarify the O.
Yeah. And, you know, if you have questions, send them in to Joan and we'll talk about them. We'll keep it anonymous for you. And then also, if you've changed your conversation from money to vision, if you've made the shift, it's like you made the paradigm shift. It's a paradigm shift. It really is. It's a gift. Share it with us. And we'd love to hear from you. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll carry on. All right. We'll take a break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with Joan Sharp. And during the break, we were talking that this week I was sitting down and I was looking at 2020, what a year it's been for me personally, you know, in my financial life, and then also how I visioned the year to be originally in January of 2020, and how nothing turned out to be really the way I thought it was going to. And then I looked at 2021 and also 2022. So 2020, 2021, and 2022, I feel like is going to be like a bundle of continuous change that we've been conditioned by now in 2020 this way that we could have never known before, and to allow for a lot of flexibility in our planning and also plan around that. And that's what we were talking about during the break, right, Joan?
Yes, we were. And the fact that this afternoon I was on a Newcastle County chamber call where Lisa Blunt Rochester, our congresswoman, was talking about a bipartisan group she has been part of about future work, and that how telehealth was still on the horizon and now there's a huge demand. How there were so many things out there that we were moving toward, and all of a sudden, because of COVID, were put in the forefront and we have been pushed into and made those transitions. And how there are more jobs out there, work opportunities that haven't even been created yet. How we're in this evolution of new jobs, new work, and the new way of being. And this is what actually helps with the visioning of who you want to be once again, and being grounded and looking for the opportunities of what you find is important. And then looking at your resources and see how that can support the shift. Because there is a right now for various people in different ways of looking. And our economy is looking for new ways of being and moving forward in where we are and the opportunities. Cornelia, as you said, in your business looking, how am I looking at all of this is different, right? So now is really, if we're going to, you can change your mindset from the conversation of from money to vision, because this is the time of dreams. Society is open now to different visions and dreams, and you can look at that and then sit down and put a plan together on what does that look like in all those different areas we talked about. And once again, because this is fall, if you are working for someone or going to, or even self-employed or retired, healthcare notices are going to start arriving within the next month. It is time to update your healthcare and look at your options because of the health system that, you know, the way health has been and your health requirements may have changed. Don't feel like you just have to renew it because that's what you know. Once again, what is important? How do you expect to live? And what do you need to support you? Healthcare is to support you. And there are so many different options and ways to look at it and the way the system has changed and gone. And then if you work for a corporation, you're going to have a bunch of other options. Or if you work for a nonprofit, start facing you on your retirement plan options and stock options or various other things. So looking at those, and I am just going to say, if your company matches, please at least contribute to what they match, because you're walking away from a salary increase if you do not. And I have worked with someone who was scared to death to increase their 401k and 403b contributions because of the cash flow coming in. They felt it would be cut. It is not cut as much as you think, because you're not taxed as much on that. So start with what your company matches. And if they don't match, you still put it away, because it does lower how much you're taxed on overall. And you will start seeing that account grow. I tell people, start with $25. Just start somewhere. And once you start seeing how quickly that account grows, and that your paycheck has really not changed that much, it's well worth it. And for the long term, I'm thinking of that. So this is that time of year when all of these things start coming up, and we start visioning. So that's why this show, I wanted to focus on, even though we've been talk vision first, you then do need to step back and pick your vision and look at your resources. But Cornelia, you know me, you can't look at me and say, well, I can't do it because I can't afford it. Okay. So what can you do, and what is the essence of what's important about what you want to do and to move forward with these plans? And don't be afraid. Ask. If you're afraid to look at this or make a decision and you're frozen, ask yourself, what is it that's in my way? Why am I not doing this? And it took a while, and actually a nice tax bill, for the person that I worked with to realize the difference when we showed the difference on that. And honestly, to tell you the truth, the vision of that person was not to have their children supporting them in retirement.
Wow.
It was. But it takes us a little bit. That's our vision and where we want to go, and had kind of seen accounts grow. But it was getting out of our way of that immediate moment with debt and other things that we wouldn't be able to manage it. And once the money started going out and seeing the check had not changed that much, and to watch these accounts grow was actually put a smile on their face. Because now they started seeing there was a possibility of living a life without worrying about their children supporting them.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I know that you work with people in groups. Now probably, you know, people might want to work with you, and now might be a good time to let our audience know about what it is that you, how you can support them as well.
Yeah, so I offer what's called conversation groups for people who don't want to hire one-on-one, but want a check-in on, you know, helping to support them to move, changing that conversation from money to vision. And also looking at the financial side of, well, of that vision, like where that block happens when you try to move forward and something happens. I don't know about you, Cornelia, me, my life, always stuff is happening and changing, and I end up on different paths. And so by having this conversation group quarterly, you come back and the people and individuals, it's private, what's said in the group stays in the group, and support each other and moving forward on that vision. And if another roadblock or something's come in the way, or something more exciting that you find, wow, this is what I thought my vision was, but when I started moving in that direction, I really realized it's this, in supporting and moving that forward. And to sign up for a conversation group is on my webpage, the www.river, R-I-V-E-R, Family Advisors, ADVISORS.com. And go to changing your conversation, because it isn't about changing my conversation. It's about changing your conversation. And you can sign up for a conversation group there. And if you want to work with me individually, there's always the possibility, you know, you can always talk in about working with me individually. But this is the time of year now. As much as we have had change, it is the planning for next year that is starting to happen. So what is your vision for next year for yourself? And how and what you've done this year and where you plan on going, how does that affect your whole financial plan, every part of it? And that's when you sit down and look at it. And that's where you want to, like, I am a certified financial transitionist. That's one of my things. And it's the Financial Transitionist Institute. Really, as you're going through these transitionists, you may want to look for an advisor that's a financial transitionist that has this training and helping with and through the transition and looking at the whole plan, but looking at you and how you communicate, and then putting those resources to it and how you want to work with that. And remember, all of this needs to be flexible. If there is not one thing we learned in March, it ought to be flexibility, right? Cornelia, did you know anyone who did not have to be flexible in March, starting in March?
It didn't matter what your title was. It didn't matter if you were famous. It didn't matter. None of it mattered. We all had to be flexible. We all had to surrender. We were all in the same boat, basically. And that's why, you know, looking at this time period, you know, with all the changes that are happening in 2021, that, you know, while we're moving forward and finding our footing with all the new creations, new jobs, everything that we're doing, we have to be extremely flexible. So 2020, 2021, 2022, I think are pivotal years for being flexible with our evolution, in our evolution.
And you know what's beautiful about being flexible? And literally everybody being flexible is mistakes happen. And you know what? We get to laugh at ourselves and collectively on those mistakes and learn from them. But we get to learn more about ourselves because of that and what's important.
Yeah. We want to take our last break, Joan. So let's go do that. And when we come back, I was reminded by a thought I just had about a conversation that I want to bring up when we come back, and we'll finish off the segment today. Okay. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Wow, Joan, welcome back. Thank you so much for bringing this topic today, preparing us for this plan so that we can get all our ducks in a row. We were talking during the break, and what were you saying?
I said, I'm going to say, Cornelia said, planning for living and planning for dying well. And I said, it's not dying, it's ending the one place where we were and transitioning into the new. So that the people who knew you, and you may be moving on and leaving because of job change or just who you are and where you're evolving, because that happens and that is really happening with COVID, know who you were at that time and what your values are. And the people that you're engaging with now and moving forward, and those coming with you, are understanding the core vision and value of who you are and why you're making decisions and moving forward. I like to say, I am doing a lot of what I was doing before COVID. I am just doing it differently. And not only that, I was telling someone, I feel as if my world has expanded because I have had such rich conversations with people all over the world versus just here at home. And that has expanded my world. So now more people know how I am and where what is important to me, which is talking about your vision and what your expectations are, and then aligning your resources and having a plan for that and moving for that. So we have to remember now, we go through deaths all the time while we're living. So if we are organized in our brain on and grounded in what's important to us, as uncomfortable as that change is, as we get grounded in our vision and our expectations, and it changes because we have grown and there's a shift in our life, that is uncomfortable. And those changes, that as we move forward and we're leaving people behind, we are doing it in a way where there was planning, purpose, and we can say goodbye. It can upset people. And you may not be able to say goodbye, and it isn't easy, but then you can move forward, and they move forward, and it's very clear. And then as you're working with new and involved with new people in your life, you feel a richness, and they feel a richness because you're communicating, and the grounding is in having all the financial planning and the conversation and knowing that you can look at those resources and they're supporting the way you're talking to people and moving forward.
I love it. I love it. Give us a recap. Give us a recap.
So it is, we have been talking for months now about your vision, about communicating that. Because that is what people remember, is what your vision was. Not, I didn't want to do that because that was too expensive, or I chose that because it's cheap. They want to know, I did that because I like being outside. But now, when you are grounded in this vision and actually communicating it, you need to make sure it's also communicated when you walk over into doing your financial planning, which includes everything. Estate planning, tax planning, insurance planning, cash flow planning, and that this expectation is all there, and that you're communicating that with your advisors. If they think you're a little crazy at first and say, no, I just want a goal, say no, but this is really where the steps of where I'm going, and we will adjust as we need to go, because flexibility is the key to everything. How we've all had to be flexible. And there's things with your cash flow and your savings to set up to allow for that room of flexibility on things you want to do and try. Does that, and then we have the conversation groups. If you want support in doing that, please come to www.riveradvisors.com and go to change your conversation, because it's your conversation. And we can do a conversation group where you can get support that meets quarterly, and having these conversations on changing that vision and aligning your resources to work with you. So you're not saying, I can't afford that and I can't do that dream. No. What is it that you really want to do and you want to be? And make sure that you're updating. Look at your healthcare this year. See if it matches. Check your homeowner's policy with the floods, the fires, and you've made your houses and improvements. If you're a renter, have a condo, all of those, check. Because insurance companies have been pulling flood out. You may need a rider, especially if you're not in a flood zone. I mean, there's just many different things. Check with your insurance providers about all of this now.
Yeah. I think these are such great conversations, such great tips. And I highly recommend, you know, don't procrastinate and do it sometime. I'll get to it. Just yesterday, I got a phone call from a friend and said, do you have a minute to update me on two people, one person that we both shared that passed away, and another person with a serious health condition. And I sat there for a moment and I, you know, felt all the sadness and just the blessing at the same time that I'm here now, and, you know, and how short life is. And so really now is the time. Never take another day for granted. And so thank you, Jane.
And this is the time, and preparing as we're going into the holidays, to talk with your kids and communicate, so that they see this as normal and not a scary thing to do and to continue to do. And I have, I want to say next month, we have a great, amazing guest, Dr. Moira Summers, who's a neuropsychologist who is now dealing with families of wealth and talks about the neuropsychology and wealth and making decisions, right? And having those conversations. This is all so important, and it's you and your family.
I can't wait to meet her. This is going to be fantastic, a fantastic guest to bring on to talk about, you know, how she's navigating and empowering people in the world.
Right. And moving into the holidays, since as we talked on last time's show, all the holidays are going to be different this year. And what is that going to look like, and how is it going to feel?
Good. I think we're good with that. We can close the show out. We want to thank you all so much for listening and for tuning in. Do send us your questions. Say the email again, Joan.
Joan@riverfamilyadvisors.com. And times you have now changed your conversation, please share from to vision from money.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.